Blog Talk Radio.
My lovelies, hope your holiday is going splendid. Zombie Jesus, are you listening? I hope not, because I have a fear of fictitious beings. That's right, Chuck Landington is an edgy comedian. That's right, Chuck is a comedian. I'll be at Pip's Comedy Club this Thursday. For now, settle for these hacks at the Metal Injection live cast.
Hey, we are not hacks at all. How dare you, Chuck Landington? Welcome, everyone, to episode 159 of the Metal Injection Livecast. Happy Passover, happy Easter. We're here.
I guess nobody told Chuck that Pips closed down about 12 years ago.
He made his booking years ago. He is going to fulfill it.
In spite of you, Rob.
Yeah, because that's where I did my open mics all those years ago.
And also, one other thing. Isn't Chuck Blandington also, like Jesus, a fictitious being as well?
Well, at least we hear from Chuck every week.
That's true.
When was the last time you heard from Jesus?
Chuck does answer prayers. Like, when we ask him to record an intro, he does it.
He will do it.
Unlike Jesus.
Yeah, when was the last time Jesus cut a promo for us?
Fucking fictitious Jesus.
Fuck Jesus!
Fuck the Jesus! Jesus is a no good liar. He is a piece of shit. Hey, ask him. Shiki baby, ask him. You give me another world championship. And he not do nothing. He not even give me a little bit of coke.
Why would Jesus cut a promo for a bunch of Jews?
What do you mean?
Jesus was Jewish.
Yeah.
I know, but we killed him.
No.
Isn't that how the story goes?
No, I just meant Jesus doesn't do anything for anybody, not us.
Well, he's not God.
Well, they think he is. He's supposed to be God.
Isn't he supposed to be God's son?
Yeah, but they're all. It makes no fucking sense. It's retarded. He is God and also
the son of God.
He's the son of God. Like God. God impregnated a woman with himself so that she could give birth to him, so that he could be sacrifice himself to himself, so that people would not have to go to hell and be tortured by him. Because a woman ate an apple.
Happy Easter, everybody.
By the way, since we're Jewish, I don't really think that we're just picking on Christians, because the Jewish story of Passover is equally retarded.
Go on. Tell all our Goyim listeners.
I actually made a Facebook status about it. This is the story of Passover. God kills a bunch of babies, but not the Jewish ones. The end.
What babies did God kill?
He killed all the babies in Egypt, but regardless of whether they were Jewish or not, but the Jews were told to paint lamb's blood on the door, and then the bringer of death would pass by the door. If they
Deathbringer, I love that band.
Because
their demo is awesome.
Because God doesn't know whether you're Jewish.
Right.
He needs the
Well, paint. God does, but Deathbringer doesn't.
Well, wouldn't he just tell him?
That would be a pretty long list for Deathbringer to have to...
Oh, there you are.
Speaking of Jews...
No.
Hello, Monica.
Monica went to church today. So
really?
She can explain Easter to us.
Get on the mic. I want to ask you how church was. By the way,
Monica just walked in to the studio, and we are putting her on air right away.
And she looks gorgeous.
She looks beautiful.
Stunning.
Wow, what an outfit you have on.
Stop it.
People in church were committing sins looking
really
at you, Monica.
Did you wear one of those dopey Easter hats? Or?
No, I don't have one of those.
Did you see any of those dopey hats?
No.
Oh, mm-hmm. I was hoping there was a hat report.
I feel like in the South, there's more older women that wear those big hats, but I didn't see any.
I see them all the time in Brooklyn. All the time.
Really?
It's like black churches more have the big.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They have these big, like, they look like Macy's Thanksgiving Day floats.
Oh,
they just
fun.
Giant hat, bigger than their heads.
Where I used to work at this garden in North Carolina, and they have this event every spring, and it's like really hoity-toity, like all of these country club types of people. Oh, it's an oyster roast. Mm-hmm. They all go, and they wear these spring colors, and all the women wear big, huge hats like you're describing.
Yeah.
And that was the only time I borrowed a hat from a friend, like a big pink one, and to fit in.
So what was the what was the church about? What was the sermon? Was there a sermon, or did they just like?
Well,
I don't know. I've,
so loud in my ears.
I've never been in the. Yeah, me too. My cans are very hot, Noah.
My
thank you. Now I can't hear anything.
Your
hold
cans
on.
Are very hot, Darren.
You, thank you. I need the after dark.
La 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 la.
Let me ask you something. Now I have no sound, by the way. I can't even hear your voices in the room now. It's so low. Oh, that's perfect.
What about now?
All right.
Is that good, Monica?
Me. All right. So I've never been inside a church except for like a friend's wedding or something.
Oh.
But I don't even know. Like I feel like we'd burn up if we went in there. I don't know what the rules are.
We're not burn up. No. Yeah.
When I was a kid traveling in Canada, we went to some famous church, and I felt like so like I did not belong, and nobody wanted me there. Like I should leave. This is not for me.
In all fairness, that's because you wore a yarmulke.
I've only worn a yarmulke. Like four times in my life, at when I went to synagogue for Yom Kippur, the 2 years that I went, and at funerals,
it's
the only time. I went.
Yeah,
just out of respect.
I like your new haircut.
Thank you.
Well, non-cut. It's like
I just got the sides and the back cut. I didn't really get the top because I still want to grow
like
my
this.
Hair long.
I like this look.
It's like very 90s. I feel
sort of flock
like
of seagulls.
I kind of get the flock of seagulls vibe, but it's also because I haven't like. Styled my hair. I just showered and got out of the shower and was like, "This is it. This is Rob au natural."
He looks like one of the new kids on the block. He just needs rip.
No,
he
Rob
does.
Could never be a new kid on the block.
He looks like Rob.
How dare you?
Sorry.
Is that a compliment or an insult?
Oh, I don't know.
Wow.
I immediately
feel like you could eat the new kids on the block.
Oh, I'm too big to be in the new kids.
See,
no. Can you see Rob?
I'd be in the fat kids on the block.
No, can you see Rob doing pole dance, like the kicks to the side and the arm movement?
I could see myself.
You could see yourself doing those choreographs.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Because I initially took that as a compliment. I thought you were saying Rob would never be a new kid on the block.
Yeah, they're too dorky.
Yeah, but then I thought about it. I was like, wait, she probably likes the new kids on the block.
No, I don't like new kids.
You're right that about that age, right? Well, what was your teenage
idol?
Oh,
no, New Kids on the Block was before me.
They were like during...
Excuse me.
I remember when I was in...
Darren, you're showing your age.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. When
I was... That was around. That was more in our time. Like,
well, not
I remember
me. I was
when
like,
I was in first grade, I remember they were really big. Yeah. Like, we had an assembly where they played some New Kids on the Block.
Oh, really?
Like,
I wasn't in America.
Like a documentary or something?
Oh,
it was
that's
like,
even better. I wasn't in America.
It was like an extended music video, like where you got to know all the members of the of the band.
Jordan. You Jordan's the one you look like.
The gay one?
I don't know. Is he gay?
No, that's NSYNC you're thinking of.
Huh? Isn't there a gay one in New Kids on the Block?
I don't know.
One of the guys that was one of the brothers?
I'm not really up to the, you know, like up to my New Kids on the Block.
Get with it, Noah. Who was of your time, Monica?
I think
NSYNC.
Oh, that's who you listen to?
Yes, wow. And I'm still in love.
Which one of
Justin.
Them was your favorite?
Justin Timberlake.
Really?
He's the one celebrity that if he walked into Sirius, I think I might have a panic attack.
Really? Wasn't he there? Didn't you say you met him or something? Maybe I'm thinking of someone else.
Lance Bass.
Lance Bass.
No, but I know I'm saying, but I thought you met Justin Timberlake.
No, not Justin.
Why don't you ask Lance to hook you up?
Yeah. Maybe I could, like, pull that string. But I think he's engaged now, and, like, honestly, I'd rather not meet him if he wasn't going to take me out or marry me.
You don't
want
to ruin it.
Yeah, I'd rather just, like, have the fantasy that if he did meet me, he would want to marry me, and then if I were to meet him and he didn't, it would just, like, shatter my dreams.
Yeah. What if you did go on a date with him and it was, like, whack, though?
No, impossible.
Like a small penis or something.
Oh, my God, that
Imagine,
would be awful.
Right?
Justin Imagine that. That would be terrible. Like
he
really,
looks
really
like,
thin.
I don't know.
Like
a long and thin penis.
Long,
like
skinny
a pinky.
Penis.
No, like no. Like a number two pencil. That's not sharp.
I'd be like, well, you still have a hot face, so I'll just get you a
Isn't
pump
it the
or something.
Motion of the ocean, ladies? No, that's all a lie. It's all a lie, right?
Ow.
Can there be a too big? Is there any limit to how big it could be for you when you're like, oh, I don't know if I can handle that big?
I think that it could be too big. I've not really encountered that. Well, maybe one time, but I've not really had that issue.
I had a girl explain this to me once, and this makes a lot of sense to me. Big is not automatically good, but small is automatically bad. Does that make sense?
I don't know. It depends. I feel like a nice-looking cock turns me on.
Yeah, like it's not like, just the feeling of it. You like the aesthetic.
I like
of
the
it.
Way, yeah, the way
like,
it looks. And
so you
stuff.
Like you look at yeah. a penis and worship it.
Yeah, like I mean, but if it was a big cock and it was all like mangled and stuff,
yeah,
like if the circumcision was bad, like
yeah.
Rob explained his.
What?
No, wait.
Did I miss
on.
This? I don't remember this.
No,
at all.
We were talking about the smegma.
Oh, the smegma.
I have. Please, no.
We're not gonna get into the smegma talk, but I just said that I had. A little extra foreskin on the bottom of the
oh.
pee-pee. That's really not that bad.
Okay.
I really have to take a look
There's...
and analyze my penis before I
Listen.
Realize, oh, this is an extra bit of foreskin. It's not that noticeable.
Did a girl...
I am going to go in there. I'm going to get my penis erect, and I will show it to
Stop!
You.
No!
And you will see that I have a beautiful penis.
Barry Horowitz has a good question. What is more important to Noah, nice hands or a nice dick?
Nice hands.
I would, yeah. Well, what if he had really gorgeous hands and a small penis, like a 3-inch?
That's fine, because then he can use his hands.
Yeah,
also, along
on,
with
right.
his penis.
Really,
as long as it's a really nice 3-incher, you're into it?
If what?
As long as it's a cute 3-incher, you're like,
cute.
Yeah.
Cute.
Three.
Well, what else is it going to be that 3-inch?
Not cute.
Is this 3 inches, and is it 3 inches erect or not erect?
No, that's 12 inches, what you just did there.
No.
So I'm packing 18, just so you know. come on. You can't, like, get by on just handwork, right? I mean.
No, but I like nice hands.
Okay. All right. We get it.
Decrepit Spawn just said, I really should learn my lesson about eating while listening to the live cast.
Yes, you should.
Yeah, you should. We should put that as a warning.
No. You should put that in your opening.
Call
Do
in
not eat while listening.
It depends what you're eating. If he was eating a kielbasa right about that second.
Talking about the smegma and eating kielbasa.
He left it out in the sun for like a day, and it's got little white spots on it.
Stop.
It was gooey.
But I think we take a lot of things into consideration with penis. Like, obviously, size is a big deal, but we do want it to look nice.
We want it to stay erect.
Yes. Yeah.
That's very
please
important.
Please keep it up and get it up easily. Like, we don't want to work for it that hard. Come on. We just
now,
want
what,
to...
Now, what does that mean? Work for that hard? Like,
I mean,
what is too much work?
It means we don't want to put a limp cock in our mouth.
Yeah, sucking a flaccid dick is it like...
It's that's one of the biggest turnoffs. I can't even tell you.
Really?
Oh, my
really?
God.
Like,
yes.
We just want you to look at us and be like, wow, you're so hot. I'm going to be hard.
And boing.
We don't want to have to, like, dance around and then, like, do all this extra, like, coddling just to get you hard.
Are you good at let's do this for the audience. Give us, each of you, the fake I'm not annoyed when you're really annoyed at a small, hard penis.
What?
What's the rap?
It's nice.
Oh, like,
so turned on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go, Darren.
You're like, oh, my God, I'm so turned on. You're so sexy to me. I'm so turned on. And you just have to keep saying those things.
Until you believe them?
It's like being a nurse.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like I'm not really turned on right now because you're soft.
I really love sucking limp vermicelli.
But what about feeling it getting erect in your mouth? That doesn't turn you guys on.
Ew, I don't know if
no?
that's ever happened.
Oh.
No, I mean, maybe like as the guy is getting hard, like if I start putting
like
in my mouth while
if I happy,
yeah,
I'm
like
stuttering,
a half stop.
But that's audio from Noah.
That is not what I sound like.
Monica, we have a question for you in the chat. Would you like to field the question? Do you fuck without a condom?
Yes.
Like with only a boyfriend though, right?
Yeah, only if you know everybody's clean and safe.
Okay, how do you know that though? You go get tested?
Yeah.
I get tested every 6 months. I OCD.
Do you have a home test kit?
It doesn't know how. Could I wish? Is there one? I would do it. I would love that. I would do it every week.
I'm sure you can get one for the right price.
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't trust it though. Like my OCD barrier wouldn't allow that in. I think. It's free anyway. It's a cheap. There's a free clinic.
I go once a year just for like one regular checkup or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, condoms suck.
How about let's see. And Rob, do you fuck without a condom?
Yeah.
I like to get to the condomless fucking as
flesh
soon as possible.
Flesh.
Yeah.
Did anyone ever notice the schmeg thing? Whatever the
No, I was not seeing anyone at the time. I was incredibly embarrassed.
Not
about
the, I see. That's why I corrected
Wait,
myself.
What?
Not the smegma thing. I mean the foreskin.
No. It's not really noticeable when it's erect because the hardness fills it out.
Oh, so it's like stretches.
It's just
yeah. I'm definitely a grower.
you're a grower, not a shower.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, me too, man. I don't like I feel like I have a normal sized penis when it's hard, but when it's soft, I don't like to show anybody because it looks really small.
I think it's adorable.
I hate that.
Not your penis, my penis. My penis.
But would you let a girl put it in her mouth?
What, when it's flaccid?
Yeah.
No, it's I don't know. It never happens to me. Like whenever I'm around a girl that I'm attracted to, I get an instant boner. I have boners all day. Like I get boners just from.
Do you have a boner right now?
No, semi boner, but that's just from the way I'm sitting, I think. No, I don't. I never have a problem getting a boner. Like knock on wood, because I'm getting old, so I'm really happy. But I have too many boners.
Have you had a situation where you've been going? Is there like a time limit to how long you can go, or can you just go?
What do you mean? How, like
okay,
oh yeah,
like,
that's another issue. Like we can't have a guy come in like 5 minutes.
Okay.
It depends. Like if I haven't fucked in a long time or jerked off in a long time, and I'm with a girl I'm really attracted to, probably like 15 minutes.
But have you ever had a situation where like you're going for a while, like I want to say 20, 30 minutes, and then you just need a break?
You're like, all right, when I was fat,
let's take a fiber. And then we'll get back to this.
Well, not your muscles, but more like, you know, your...
Like your penis needs
no.
a break.
Yeah. No, I have a pretty exuberant penis, I would say. My body would get tired before my penis would when I was out of shape. Flash Punk says, I jerk off 3 times a day.
Wow.
That's impossible.
Not impossible.
I mean, every day, not to do it one time, 3 in a day, but every day...
If you're horny enough, why not?
Breakfast, like, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's still like downtime in between.
Yeah. I feel like you could do that when you're bored, even. You know, like you're just what do I do now?
That's what I do.
Yeah. How many times a day?
Oh no, usually just like once.
Oh, okay.
How many times in a week? How many sessions?
Probably like 5.
Really?
Yeah, or 4.
That's a good amount. Do you, but like, all right, what am I trying to say here? Like, do you do that instead of sex, or if you're getting sex regularly, you still masturbate?
I still masturbate, I think.
I agree with that. That is,
because, like, the more you get it, the more you want it.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Like,
I just find myself thinking about the sex that I've had and then getting turned on.
Sometimes I'm just bored, like, watching TV, and I'm like, oh, I have nothing else to do.
I've trained myself not to do that, because I always used to jerk off out of boredom. And it just was like sapping my energy, you know? And I was like, I'm only going to jerk off when I'm DEFCON 1 horny. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
And
it's
now
really tough. I think it takes a lot of willpower to calm yourself from touching yourself while bored.
I trained myself. Yeah, I only do it once a week now.
So do you do it when you're getting... Oh, well, like, you have an active sex life at the moment, and you're still masturbating?
I always masturbate throughout my entire life.
Well, you just do it once a week.
Yeah,
right. That's right.
I found that 1 week is always the best
like it's it, longer than that, I start to go stir crazy.
I find myself restraining myself. Yeah. Like I should calm down on the masturbation. Save it for showtime.
Well, you're just practicing. Do you ever practicing? Like, I'm sorry. Do you ever practice like shooting? Like when you come distance.
Oh, I always get distance.
Like sometimes I'll think about it, but a lot of the times I'm just too caught up in the moment to like start being like, all right, let me angle my penis this way.
Yeah,
I have like Peter Nordstrom.
Sometimes it is exciting to like reach, you know, above my nips.
Oh, you mean on yourself? I mean like on the floor.
Ew, on the floor. You could shower yourself.
Yeah.
You don't want to come on the floor.
Shoot it into the wastebasket.
Like, what if, into the wastebasket?
Well, like, what if they're on the couch and it gets on the cushion? That's not coming out.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, when I'm...
Okay, here's how I imagine Rob when he masturbates.
No!
Okay?
No, I don't do it when I masturbate. It's totally just, like, let's not make as big of a mess as possible. I don't really do it. I thought you
easy
meant, like...
Cleanup. Oh, I thought you were sitting in your... In your recliner, just coming on yourself.
Just more like...
Naked, just jerking off and just coming on your arm. And
no,
I'm just
no,
like
no, no.
rolling it around your chest hairs. And then it gets stuck and then you rip two hairs apart.
A cum waterfall from my protruding nipple. Down onto my stomach. How about this? I have a question for you girls. Have you girls been fucked for so long where it feels like, okay, I'm not even enjoying this. This is rape at this point.
Yeah,
but not like not the rape part, but yeah, where no, you're just kind of like.
Yeah, pounding away like a jackhammer.
It's kind of weird. It's like we could come. It could feel so good, and then all of a sudden we could just turn it off. I feel like when we're tired or we've had enough,
we're over it.
We can feel nothing. Inside of us.
Except for that penis.
Yeah.
But
it doesn't. But it feels like... No, but I mean, like, it literally feels like... I don't know, nothing.
Just like drilling?
Yeah, it's like, okay. Yeah. Get out of me now.
So how can a guy avoid that? Is that really more on you, or is the guy...
I feel like that happens if you're having sex for a long time, and if the girl comes...
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, if you don't continue making her come, then it's just...
Oh, so usually it's post-orgasm.
So I feel like it's... Well, I don't really blame stuff on me that often, so it's their fault.
Yeah.
He needs to pay attention to what's going on, and if you already, like... If you could tell I've already, like, gotten past my point and you haven't finished yet, then, like, hurry the fuck up and finish.
But you see, if I feel like that's very difficult because I feel the guy is aware of that, and that extra pressure sort of makes it even harder to finish. Because now you have
he doesn't have to finish every time.
I know. Mind.
Maybe he should go get me a cheeseburger.
No, I think if
go get me some chocolate ice cream, bitch.
I think you should be a team, though. Like, if he finishes first, just go down and, you know.
Yeah, you should help him out.
Okay, usually, this is my technique, okay?
Uh-huh.
I give a guy a blowjob, then, like, until he comes, right?
Okay.
And then I know he's going to last long when we're having sex, because usually the second... time he orgasms takes a little bit longer than the first time.
Oh, a pre-fuck blowjob.
Right. I forgot what point I was making. What question did you ask me?
about teamwork.
The guy
finishing.
Finishing.
So then he already came once.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's really fair. Yeah,
so
totally. And that takes all the pressure off of it, I feel, too. If the guy already came, he's like, well, I already got my pleasure.
He
and
just
like,
didn't come inside me. He
the,
like, came in my mouth or something.
And the sexual pleasure is like its own thing. It's like a different activity.
Right. It's
a
workout.
Yeah.
By the way, Barry Horowitz said Robert jerks off onto his silver jacket.
Totally. And it's not noticeable at all. That's the best
why
part.
It's silver.
That's why it's so glistening.
We got another question for the ladies. Do you like hairy cock and balls?
I don't like when it's bald. But I like it when it's groomed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, so, medium.
I feel the same way about the vag, too.
So you don't like the shaved pubis?
No. Oh, no. I hate
all
that.
All the way. You don't like
it. I feel like I'm having sex with a Girl Scout, you know?
But, okay, so where do you like it shaved? Do you like it in between the legs, or do you like it, like,
between,
all over?
What do you mean by between the legs?
Like her lips and stuff.
Landing strip, I would say.
Oh, so you just want like a little bit of hair to see that it's a woman?
I like, yeah, exactly. I like the whole triangle though, but just not too long.
Triangle over rectangle?
Triangle, yeah. Like the normal growth that you would have, but just keep it short.
Oh, okay.
That's what I like.
Like at a number two?
Short? Okay, but what if she had hair all over?
I mean, we get a lot of hair down there.
What if it's a giant triangle?
A giant triangle? You could cut that down, I guess.
What is the size of the perimeter of this triangle?
I haven't put that much thought into it. But,
right.
I know I like it when I see it.
No hairs on the butt.
And I give suggestions if it's gross too, but nicely.
How would you suggest?
I would say, hey, you know what I would like better is if you did this, you know.
Okay.
And she could take it or leave it.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What if she keeps it nice and clean down there, the way you like it, but then you take off her shirt and she has the happy trail that like links down to her pubic hair?
I don't mind that. That doesn't bother me. A lot of girls have that.
And it doesn't bother you?
Like dark hair?
Well, if it's like a caterpillar, then yeah, it's gross.
Ew.
But if it's like a few hairs, it's not that bad.
Mm. How do you let those slip?
I don't know.
Like the girls, I mean.
Is that known as a horrible thing? I don't know.
I would not ever allow that.
I think it's kind of gross on a girl.
Well, of course you wouldn't allow it. You're the freaking girl. You're never going to be in that situation.
I don't think.
No, but if it was on me, I would never allow it just to stay there. I'd be like, oh my God, I got to get that.
I don't think you even have hair anywhere except your head. You're like the most clean, like the girliest girl I've ever seen.
I think it's all an act.
I don't think
Monica
it grows.
Really
well, you think she's like throwing back past blue ribbon and like. With her legs spread open watching the ball game or something?
Monica,
give me a beer!
Monica behind closed doors is a different person.
Shoving a baseball bat.
She wears an eye patch. She has an eye patch in her pocket.
What is this bullshit?
Bring me another PBR, me hiring.
I'm very neat. I have like a 30-minute bedtime routine.
Jeez. Well, what do you look like before all that?
Before all what?
Do you look like a hairy mess or
no,
what?
No. I think I look fine, but I make sure I don't have any like stray eyebrows.
Unibrow.
I wash my face. Oh. Yeah, and then I got to put lotion on and lotion on my hands.
Oh,
and...
you're such a girl. I love it. What a couple of girls you are. That's good. That's what women should do.
That's right.
Yeah.
Next question.
Let's see. Noah, do you like how about Fu Manchu pubes?
What's that?
You know, the mustache that Chinese people have and the stereotype like this.
What?
Like this.
What? On a guy?
Yeah.
Down
I
there.
Guess, yeah. But down there, yeah.
No, that's so funny.
No.
I wonder if anyone actually has that. If you have Fu Manchu pubes, you can call us, 646-929.
I feel like old porn stars have them. Like the
1357. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Wait, say it again.
646-929-1357.
Cool.
Go ahead. Noah?
I
forgot.
No, I remember, like, the old porns. That's how the male porn stars used to have it. It was
Fu Manchu?
Like,
no, they just didn't shave.
It's long, right?
No, it's, like, off to the side, those two, like, Shang Tsung, you know? Remember?
So it almost feel like their pubes were shaved down low, and then it was, like, a skinny mustache.
No.
Like that. It would even make
I've never seen that.
No, I don't. Exists.
He was joking. Yeah, in the old porn, they just nobody shaved. Like you would just see
just
giant
like bushes galore. Yeah,
yeah.
It was like wild animals.
Yeah, I actually found it.
Like Rob's hair.
I'm sorry.
I was just thinking.
Oh, my hair on my head.
Yeah, like their bushes would be as wild as the hair on your head.
Yeah, I've seen some older porns, like late 80s porns, and it's amazing the bushes on these women.
Yeah, even the 80s they started. It wasn't as bad as the 70s ones.
Oh my God!
You ever see some like there used to be a porno theater on Kings Highway before there was like even before VHS was really popular, like in the late 80s. You know, not everyone had a VCR yet still, and there was still a real adult film theater like right near where I live. It's not there anymore, but like I was 16, I was like really tall for my age, and they used to let me go in and watch porn. So I used to watch them. They run these old retarded like 70s porno movies, you know, and they were like cavemen.
Was it a theater?
Yeah, it was a theater.
So you sat
in the theater with
I was a horny young kid, you know. This is before I had my first. I had sex when I was 16 for the first time.
Did you ever see anyone jerking off in the theater?
I never saw it, but it was dark. I'm sure people did. But there was always like two people in the whole theater that held like 100 people, you know. So.
But you weren't concerned about them.
That's probably why they showed old movies over and over, because they made no money. So that probably cost them no money to show those old disgusting movies.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. What did it smell like in there? Do you remember the
smell? It actually smelled pretty sterile, because I'm sure what they did was, I can actually remember the smell in my head. It was like this nasty floor wax shit. Because they probably doused the whole fucking theater like with a tidal wave of
bleach.
Yeah, after every showing. It's just like when you used to go in those Times Square.
I'm sure they didn't clean it.
No,
it would cost too much to clean the theater.
I don't think so. I think you know, you don't want to cum like accumulating on the floor of a theater.
It's dark.
I think it's disgusting though. But like, what, like to go and jerk off in a public place like that? I don't know. I know that's what it's for, but
yeah.
Well, some people might, you know, they'll get turned on just knowing that they're sort of in public, even if there's only one other person in the theater with them.
Well, that's one thing to do that, but if you're in the theater, like where other people are right next to you, like, I don't know, I feel like that.
Oh yeah, right next to you.
I don't mean right next to me, but I'm like 10 feet away from the guy. You know, it's like, keep the memory and go home and jerk off. You know,
that's right.
Or wait for DVDs to come out.
Well, were there VHSs at this time?
I guess, like, yeah, but it might have been. I was probably a little younger than 16, actually, because it wasn't. I remember that like porn on VHS was still like $100 a tape or whatever.
What?
So,
whoa!
Oh, all tapes were like that. Like all tapes cost like any movie you wanted to buy when I was a kid, it was like $80.
But that's because you were a kid, so it probably just felt like it was $100.
No. Look it up. Like E.T. was like $140 when it first came out.
What?
Each movie, because they would say, oh, you're going to watch it 100 times, so it's like going to the movie 100 times. So, you know, and then they started dropping down. Then rental stores came out and stuff. This was when VCRs first came out, though, so I was like 6 years old or something.
That is insane. That it was $100 for
it was
a
like
movie.
70, 80. Like, the cheaper movies were cheaper, the shittier movies.
Right.
Like, the big movies, like new releases.
I was just in, like, a Kmart, and Jack and Jill was, like, $21.99, and I'm like, who would pay $22?
And that's a DVD.
That movie made a bunch of Razzie Awards, too.
Yeah.
Who's going to pay $21?
Jack and Jill. I can't believe another shitty comedian made another movie where he dresses like a woman. I didn't even see it, but
I don't even know
what
that is.
It's Adam Sandler playing identical twins that one is a woman and one's a man. And
yeah,
when you hear that, do you immediately go, I got to see this movie?
No,
like,
I question why Adam Sandler is still making movies. Is it because
he's
bored?
He still draws.
It's true, and I can't understand it. He's just not funny at all.
Yeah.
Like,
I actually tried to watch it because I'm like, this is going to be so bad that it's going to be great.
I feel like he made a couple of good movies out of like 50 that he's made. He's like two are good, but like why do they keep letting him make? I don't understand it. I guess people do go to see it, but
yes,
it just boggles my mind.
So bad, I couldn't even get through 5 minutes of it. It was just awful.
Anyway.
But whatever. Let's take a music break.
Oh, already?
Yeah, we have a special guest coming by.
Is it Sean?
No.
Yeah, that would be very special.
Sean is not here this week.
Is it Sid?
Is he alive still?
He is. Yeah, I think he's
know.
Alive. I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a few days.
Did
but
Sid quit the show? Be honest.
No, Sid is traveling.
Sid is following in Sean's footsteps.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
like it.
Sid is traveling with his wife. We are not going to have a show next week. We're going to have a mixtape.
Is it his real wife or is Sean his pseudo
wife? Yes. But when we come back, we're going to have a special guest sitting in. And rape. We're going to have a special guest sitting in. We're going to have Carmine from the band Hull.
Ah.
Brooklyn's Hull.
An old friend of Metal Injection.
Yes, he's going to be sitting in on the rest of the show. And to commemorate the occasion, let's play something off of Hull's most recent release, Beyond the Lightless Sky, out now on The End Records. This is Just a Trace of Early Dawn on the Metal Injection Livecast. We'll be back in a little bit.
Pennington. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast with Rob, Sid, Sean Oa, and 3D. I have a secret. Don't tell anyone, but I took a big robotic dump on all of their chairs during the music break. And now, here's the show.
Wow, Chuck was so busy trying to get his material out that he totally announced people who weren't even here.
Yeah.
Chuck, Sid and Sean are not here this week.
But no, it's the Metal Injection Livecast with Rob, Noah, Sid,
I guess that's
Sean,
true.
And Darren. But they're not here. They're off.
He just thinks that Carmine and Monica look like Sean and Sid.
Also true. Let's go through our music break. We just heard Intronaut with The Literal Black Cloud. Right before that was Overkill with Electric Rattlesnake. And just before that was Hull with Just a Trace of Early Dawn. Speaking of Hull, we have the guitarist in the studio for the rest of the show. Where do you find the time, Carmine? Where do you find the time? Our studio audience loves Hull. Audience, calm down. Let the man speak. Let him speak.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Where do I find the time? Well, you know, I make time for you, buddy.
Oh, snap.
Only out of fresh ingredients.
Yeah, see, I'm like a hipster Hull fan. I knew Hull before they were cool, before people knew about them. But yeah, thanks for coming by. You were just, I just saw you in Austin for South by Southwest.
Yes, sir.
Which you drove to while, quote, on tour.
Yes, sir, on tour.
So how is it being a touring musician part-time since you actually have a day job?
I love it. It's incredible. Like, to be able to just step away from your day job, like you said, and your daily thing, and just go on an immediate impromptu adventure, basically, and your situation changes completely within, you know, 6 hours. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's nice being able to be in a warm place for a short time, and, you know, it's awesome to just, like, blow people's faces off night to night, too, when the audience is, you know, more than just a few folks, and the energy is good.
So you like to splooge on people's faces? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm all about, man. That's why I'm talking into this big fuzzy dick.
That's what the whole first hour was about, so that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a theme.
That's why I came over. You told me there'd be some of that.
Oh, yeah. That's the grand finale, the GF, as I like to say.
Rob is going to show you how he likes to come on his chest.
He can get quite a distance.
If I'm trying, I'm usually not trying.
I'm the best distance shooter in this show. I have no doubt. I'm like Peter North.
It's not that you're being like cocky, it's just
no,
a fact.
I don't even think it's really a good thing. It's harder to clean up.
So you have no control of your distance? Is that what you're saying?
Do you? I don't, like, how would you control
it? Well, like,
it?
You just... could, like, push it out, I feel, and, like,
like when you hip like a hose.
Well, you know what I can do? I feel like when I hold, like if I'm just about to bust a nut and then I hold it and like make it force itself out, it goes a little farther, I guess. But I don't have as good orgasms when I do that, so I don't do
right.
That.
That's interesting.
But yeah.
All right, we've reverted back to semen talk. All
right. Come on, how you doing?
I love hard, yes.
Someone in the chat asks, what is your day job? Ooh.
I am a 3D CG animator.
Very nerdy.
And 3D freelancer / kind of generalist in the New York City area.
Are you like begging for a job here on the live cast? Like, somebody hire me.
He's about to give his resume. Hold on.
But is it hard to get time off from these places to go on tour?
Well, I mean, if you've already booked yourself a job and then, you know, a tour just kind of happens to be like, okay, we're definitely going on tour. Then it's a little more difficult, but usually you can just not book yourself or tell them, let them know ahead of time that it's not going to happen. See if you're...
Oh, I see. So you don't really like stick to one place at any time. It's like a freelance thing, and then you're like, so you have no commitment to stick around.
Well, I mean, I like to do that. I mean, usually you'll get to work someplace for a few months in a row until they just become dead, and then it's like they can't afford to keep you around anymore, and then you kind of hop to the next place.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Should I just sit closer to this thing? You can
yeah, I didn't want to
do you know how a mic works? You're in a band. What's wrong with
the guitarist?
Can you hear me any better?
Oh, way better.
How about now?
Keep talking. I can hear the bass.
We need to be able to hear
then.
The back of your throat.
Oh, yeah.
Noah really likes the back of guys' throats.
That's for the personal audio file that I'm going to save later.
And that and an exuberant penis also.
That was the best clip. Can we please just have that?
What?
Darren saying exuberant penis?
Absolutely.
Yes.
There's about eight.
It's
going to
be my ringtone. Exuberant penis, exuberant penis.
I can sing it later for you. I want that for a ringtone.
Darren, pretend that you're my cell phone ringing.
Exuberant penis! Exuberant penis! There you go.
Exuberant penis.
Took one joke too far.
Sorry. I was singing like the iPhone ring.
Exuberant penis. No. That how it goes? I don't even have
sing it as the New Kids on the Block song, then he'll recognize it.
Exuberant penis. Exuberant dick. Exuberant penis. Exuberant penis.
Yay! Yay!
Oh, nailed it.
I'm not doing NSYNC. I'm sorry.
It's after his time.
NSYNC who?
No, NSYNC is for fucking Friday nights only.
Yeah. Well, she's in love with NSYNC. So.
No, not all of NSYNC. Just one person.
Just Justin.
Ah, okay.
I sound like I'm 12.
You do.
It's okay. Guys think that's hot.
I don't know if I've I don't know if I remember in high school there was this girl who I knew who literally had a crying, nervous breakdown about not being able to ever meet Justin Timberlake. Like, I remember seeing her crying, and this other girl came over to her, like, really nice girl, trying to console her, like, What's wrong? Why are you crying? Justin Timberlake.
That's it. That's not even a sentence.
She's like, what about him? He's just so hot, and I'm never gonna meet him ever.
That's Rob. Well, not with that attitude.
Rob, be honest. It was you.
It was this girl I know. Okay, it was not me. My feelings for Justin Timberlake have been well documented. No, it was this girl that, we created a fake profile of her on a website.
Well, that was mean.
It was pretty much the most entertaining thing in our lives at that point. Creating this fake profile and then her finding out about it. I don't know how she found out about it. I think we fake flirted with somebody that she knew. And then he sold it. And then she created a profile on the site just to be like, this is a fake me. I don't know who would do this. This is so wrong. And then I remember thinking, yes, this is wrong, but in my head it's right.
So this was before you started smoking weed.
This was definitely before.
Yeah, this has nothing to do.
Yeah, this was how Noah and I entertained ourselves.
Good grief.
Over. This is why weed really helped me out.
See, it made us better people.
Yeah.
I still laugh about it to this day.
I was just thinking the other day about the time. Remember when we did the show at Brooklyn College Radio?
Yeah.
And I smoked with you one day. We smoked about 3 pounds of weed in like 2 hours.
Yes.
And we had a break that wound up lasting like 2 hours just because we were back there smoking. We had this great conversation, like a high conversation. Like, we should have said that on the air. It's like, wait. Let's just go back on the air, repeat word for word everything we just said for the last 2 hours. And we actually did it.
We totally did it. And it was just getting more hilarious to us that we could remember every point of the conversation over
on
the
air. I wish I could remember the conversation.
It was about
now.
The Kurt Cobain and the Courtney Love movie.
Oh, yeah. I think we've talked about that on the show.
We
talked about
when
it.
Barry was here.
Kurt and Courtney, great, great documentary in that it was terrible.
Yes.
I just want to smoke some weed. Can we take a weed break?
Weed break. Gotta have a safety meeting.
You're the host, Rob.
Yeah.
Rob, you put the flame really close to the microphone.
No.
I want the audio to gather.
Of what? The house going on fire?
No. I thought you would catch fire so easily, too.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm great. That was good. Thanks, Alex.
Yo, Alex, you got the Price is Right losing horn?
Yes,
up?
I do.
Goddamn, good work, dude. Oh, yeah.
And the wind, too.
Greatest sound effect ever.
Uh,
This is the short version.
I haven't watched The Price is Right in so long.
It's not worth it. Bob Barker's gone. Did they fucking replace Bob Barker with
Drew Carey?
Fucking Drew Carey. What the fuck? Who can wield the skinny microphone? Nobody.
That's
why they didn't give it to Drew Carey.
Don't you think that sucks that he still has the skinny microphone?
He does.
No,
yeah.
Though,
he does?
Yes,
yeah.
He still uses it.
That is fucking bullshit. Actually,
and he still tells pet owners to get their pets spayed or neutered.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm glad he does.
I think Bob insisted on that, though. That was like,
how do you go from fucking smooth motherfucker Bob Barker to that guy?
You know what I think? Wow. I think that they should just reanimate the corpse of Bob Barker. and have him be the host.
How do you know they weren't doing that already?
I don't
they should continue.
You know how those scientists figured out a robotic Roger Ebert voice based on like all his hours of programming?
Mm-hmm.
They formed a fake voice.
Is that right?
They should just do that with Bob Barker and have a 3D hologram.
Yeah.
Have a writer.
And who was the other guy?
Fuck, I'll animate the shit out of fake Bob Barker.
But Bob Barker's alive.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, your idea.
He's just not doing the show anymore.
Oh, I thought he died.
Even better. Even better. That would be great.
Remember when Bob Barker died?
No.
What about the guy he used to read the names?
Roddy?
He would sit in the booth. Yeah, with the shiny...
Yeah.
A new car! He's such a...
And his fantastic suits.
He was a flamer.
I always thought that guy was Merv Griffin. But it was
what?
Merv Griffin is the producer.
No, Merv Griffin's like a multi-billionaire.
Yeah, it said like Merv Griffin Studios.
Yeah, it was
like
a Merv Griffin production.
Merv Griffin invented Jeopardy, too.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow.
His wife. He was like, man, you know, he was watching this show with his wife, and I think that's the story that he said, I wish I had the answers. This show is so hard. And his wife said, oh, why don't you just make a show with the answers, and you have to get the questions. And that's how they made Jeopardy.
What?
Yeah.
I never knew that. I learned something.
And then he just pooped into his hand, and a show was born. That's how powerful he was.
Wow.
You ever see the Merv Griffin show? I love that show. It had Adam Dick Cavett. It's like the Dick Cavett show, basically. Mm-hmm. Like those 70s.
I just remember the Seinfeld episode where Kramer got the set of the Merv Griffin show.
I don't remember that.
In his house?
I don't know. Every time we talk, there's a new Seinfeld that I haven't seen, and I thought I saw all of them.
Jesus.
I feel it's definitely a later season, later of the season. And I haven't even seen all episodes of Seinfeld. I think we talked about this, that Sid was like so shocked that I am a comedy nerd and I never watched Seinfeld, because I had some sort of resent towards it.
Why
do you have resent towards
it? Well, because at the time, The Simpsons was on repeat for like 4 times a day, and it was the greatest thing ever. And then when Seinfeld went into syndication, they played that like 3 or 4 times a day, and The Simpsons was moved to like once a day.
Yeah, to like 7:30.
And I was like, "Well, I'm not gonna watch this out of protest."
It was just boycotting.
Yeah, because they took away my favorite show. But then, so Sid sat me down and made me watch like all of his favorite episodes, and it's a great show.
Yeah. Best writing ever.
I think it's a little dated though, because there's a lot of episodes that he showed where like the big drama is just. Like the lack of technology.
Yep. Like a phone.
Like if they just all had a cell phone,
This
wouldn't have been a big issue.
But that's life, you know.
Yeah,
But the thing is, it's the way they were, because you could still write Seinfeld today just with more updated things. It's the situations that happen arising from, you know, the story.
Yes, yeah,
that matter, you know.
You just said the word technology, and now I can't not associate that word with that crazy Greek dude from Ancient Aliens. You guys ever see?
Oh, with the big hair. He's kind of like Rob's hair.
No, it's like it's just like the guy does his hair in a wind tunnel in the morning or some shit, and he has this terrible fake tan.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah, it's like a red.
Like, I'm not gonna say it was aliens, but it was aliens.
Yeah, it's like these technologies came from somewhere. I'm not going to say it was aliens. But it's aliens.
Yes. That's a great, you did a very good impression.
George Tsoukalos, and it's spelled like, you know, I don't know, TSO is
5392C4.
I'm trying to find the clip on YouTube.
Yeah, get it. He's got a lot of memes out.
Yeah.
H-L-M-O.
Theory can be disproven. Is when the extraterrestrials show up.
Extraterrestrials. Sounds like Gogo Bordello.
Technologically speaking,
technological.
They just gave us.
Start wearing purple.
as in, you know, they taught us in mathematics, they taught us in astronomy, in agriculture, and some...
All right, this is...
You got a clip of him, like, giving a lecture.
Yeah.
You got to have him talking to the camera where he's, like, emphasizing every sentence a lot.
The general consensus today is that if extraterrestrials were to show up tomorrow, they'd be hostile, and they would want to enslave us and destroy us and destroy us and all this crazy stuff. In my opinion, that won't be the case. Because
I think
any civilization that's mastered to travel interstellar space would be...
But if, as modern scientists believe, Garuda was not likely the result of genetic mutation...
No!
The Mahabharata states that Garuda was born from this raging inferno. And what's really intriguing is the fact that in some text passages, we can read that the exterior of Garuda did not consist of feathers, but of metal.
Pew, pew, pew! Oh, dear.
All right, enough sucralose.
Okay.
I'm all sucralosed out.
What does this mean? Flash Funk just said, play a clip of Hull on that cake show.
Oh, because you were on...
Yeah, can we play that?
The cake
you guys
boss?
Play it on the cake boss.
Yeah, for about 2 seconds.
Yeah, I extracted... The good friend that I am, I downloaded an illegal torrent of Cake Boss, and then I edited it just to be Hull's part, and it was funny because I was like, all right, I'll watch this just to see where they are, and I was like, watch
and you got 2K
and it was like, it's like 50 minutes in, I'm like, all right, I'm not going to watch this whole episode, where the hell are they?
Right?
Well, you can't enjoy a Cake Boss unless Hull is on it? Come
exactly.
On, what's wrong with you?
Exactly.
Well, it was cake, you love cake.
But it was Cake Boss, the next great baker.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's their spin-off.
Exactly.
Like,
oh.
But you guys did get to perform.
Here
they are.
Bump
here
you
they are. Shh, shh. You're going to miss it.
Oh, you blinked.
There, and there's footage of, like, moms and old men rocking out. Like, with their hands in the air.
There's people headbanging. And
not your demographic, usually.
But
no, sir.
A lot of fun for them.
Did you get a nice gift basket of any kind?
No. My favorite is the chef or whatever with his tongue out. And
yeah, shaking his head back and forth.
I'm really into it.
And they're all rocking out and doing all the headbanger stuff. You know, it was cool.
That's it.
What?
Now, how much did sales spike after that appearance? Did the end records go, guys, we're doing another printing? Like,
oh, boy.
Now, you know what really happened?
They're flying off the shelves.
Cake Boss.
Such hogwash. Like, there was, like, so much ado getting our fucking shit up on top of the trucks, and, like, just, it would start this storm, and we had to stop filming and restart filming all this footage, and they used 2 seconds. Like, 2 seconds of footage. Like, they had it there all fucking day. Such bullshit, man.
Well, we know a guy that can get you on Silent Library, so you should do that show. That'd be better.
But the funny thing is that you guys were fill-ins, right? Because another band bailed. And what was the other band?
Okay, so somehow Megadeth canceled and they fucking call Hull.
You are wearing a Megadeth
naturally
shirt.
Naturally
wearing
a Megadeth shirt.
Yeah, right. David State is like, I'm not being on Cake Boss. Cake Boss? What the
I'm not
fuck
getting
is
a cake.
Cake Boss? That's what we used to call blow back in the day. It was cake. 7 layers of death. Cake Boss, I don't support gay rights.
It's like, what? That has nothing to do with gay people, Mr. Mustaine.
I'm for Rick Santorum because he's going to ban cake. But I don't endorse him.
I don't think cake should get married.
First you start marrying men, then you start marrying dogs, then you start fucking a cake. That's the problem. Cake Boss is beneath me.
I feel like when Glenn Benton of Deicide is calling you a prolapsed rectum...
Something's wrong with the shame. Yeah. Like,
Dave, come on, get it together.
When someone with an inverted cross burnt into their head.
Well, no, here's the funny part. Someone with an inverted cross burnt into their head makes a million times more political sense than you do.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah, like, I don't even agree. Like, Benton, for all intents and purposes, is a Republican, sort of.
Yeah. Well, he's like a libertarian.
Yeah, he said he voted for Reagan and he voted for Bush the second year.
But he voted for Obama
yeah.
and Clinton, or Gore he voted for.
Yeah. So it was just like, but then he's like, yeah, but
Davis Bain's a pro-less rectum.
Yeah.
I love that quote because it's kind of accurate.
I think that Dave Mustaine and Billy Corgan should start a fucking cat metal band.
Well, Dave Mustaine now looks like Mike Myers, and Billy Corgan looks like the fucking man in the moon, so they'd have a good look.
Billy Corgan, I mean, he writes good metal-y type stuff when he finally breaks those riffs out, but I think it would be a fun, interesting clash of fucking egos and catty voices and
Jesus
stuff.
Christ.
They both can play. They both can fucking rip. It'd be awesome to see what they did.
Yeah, no, I mean, musically, I love Dave Mustaine. The guy's, like, what is he, 50? Still making
He's
really
still
good music.
Pissed after all. Well, kind of. Just in a crazy way now.
Yeah, but just everything out of his mouth is fucking verbal diarrhea now.
Yeah, it's
like,
true.
He's retarded.
Yeah, it's just stop talking.
So what did Gwen Benton say besides that?
He just said he's a prolapsed rectum. And that
he had a whole thing on it.
No, just 1 minute you're in, the next you're out. Let's just say for last rectum.
And also because he's hanging down very loosely with his skin. That's another reason why.
Yeah, I actually really liked Odorous. Odorous really summed it up so good when someone asked him about Mustaine. There's like an audio soundbite that I am going to cue up right now. Here it is.
We were talking about how much you've been in the media recently.
Yeah, it's been great. Not enough, though. Not fucking enough.
Mustaine's been in the media a lot recently.
Yeah, but see, the difference between Dave Mustaine and Odorous is that Dave Mustaine, every time he opens his mouth, he makes a fucking idiot out of himself.
And you do
now,
not.
You know what? Keep your fucking mouth shut, Dave Mustaine.
Hey.
Play your fucking guitar, all right? Keep it to the lyrics of Peace Sells. Everything else, we don't want to fucking hear about how Obama was born in Africa and how Rick Santorum is your man. He hates fucking heavy metal. Shut the fuck up, Dave Mustaine. Shut the fuck up, you god cocksucking faggot.
Oh, my God.
That got a little blue.
Odorous from Guam.
Wow.
That was amazing.
And in my head, number two, no.
It gives me a migraine headache.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave.
If you're listening, give us a call. 646-929-1357. Defend yourself.
How dare you play that clip? Or did you get a cease and desist from my lawyer? How dare you?
A cease and desist?
Season. Isn't that the word? Season. Season desist? I put salt on it.
Put a little oregano on the
desist. Little basil. Basil and thyme. And nutmeg. Lots of nutmeg.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean I don't use enough nutmeg?
Anyway,
our phones are broken. So, and what when you were on the road, did anything wild happen? Any crazy roadside stories? It was pretty much by the norm. Go to the show, play the show, get drunk.
Well, there was one night. It was a Sunday night. I'm forgetting what town it was in, but all four bands got to sleep. One awesome couple volunteered their like entire like kind of small, but it's a whole house to all four bands to sleep and hang out for the night. Mm-hmm. And they supplied us with a fucking Crave case and a bunch of fucking, I don't know, it was like either Beast or like Ice House, something like super cheap beer, you know, but a bunch of it. And our roadie, Fence, had brought along with him three dice. He just carried in his pocket at all times. And we were shooting CeeLo like all tour. Like as soon as all four bands joined together, like that night, I think everyone were, a good amount of us were shooting dollar games of CeeLo at the merch table. They had the Black Tusk roadie guy, Rob, fucking awesome dude, metal Rob, that is. That guy, you should actually get that guy up on this program. He's a fucking entertaining son of a bitch.
I'm sorry, I'm the only metal Rob.
Oh, but
you're metal.
Yeah, we have a clause that says no other Rob on the show.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rob, you can change your name to Sanaz, and then we'll have it.
But anyway, like, they had a crap table, like a legit crap table at their house. So we were fucking all crowded around the thing, like screaming at each other, gambling, like winning $15 hands and shit like that, like way, way into the night. It was so much fucking fun, and everyone got along super well. Incredible.
So nothing shitty happened on the road?
Well, when Frank was here
and he was telling us about his tour stories. He was telling us that the bands like to prank each other and show, like, expose themselves to
one
another.
No, well, he said in every band there's one guy that always
has
his cock
out.
Oh,
yeah, you toured with East of the Wall. You had some shows with them.
Dudes. Yeah, actually, our first
and
night.
And Brett, known, renowned penis flasher.
Oh, absolutely.
Have you seen it?
Yes, yes. First night of tour, we slept in slept in Jersey. Brett comes out naked, brushing his teeth like from the show. What's up, bros? Brushing his teeth, dick all swinging. So that was a quick one.
Did anyone ever say anything like put your dick away, like, or you just don't, doesn't happen?
I think like one time our bass player Sean came up to him all wasted and and was like giving him a hard time about it or something like that, but.
Yeah.
It was like a big, you know, drunken joke kind of sarcasm thing.
So generally, it's just accepted to run around with your schwanger schwanging.
I mean,
for Brett, it is. Brett's the kind of guy where he's so lovable, it's like, oh, Brett.
Yeah,
there he is.
I do love that dude. He's the best.
Yeah.
Whipping it. He's just that dude. He's that guy.
No, it was
with
Frank.
A flashy penis.
Was Frank ever the tour dick, or is he? He's always packed away.
I've never seen Frank's dick.
Did Frank? Well, Frank was saying that he would text his bandmates or whatever surprise cock pictures.
What?
Did that ever happen?
I don't remember.
Oh wait, Brett would do that to his bandmates?
Oh
no, I think Frank did it. Did he say that?
I don't know.
To get him back?
Not sure.
See, my friends always do is take a gigantic dump and take pictures of that.
Yeah, we got some of that from Brett, actually.
See, Brett is that guy, flashes his dick, and sends you a...
I see, Monica, you don't have friends like that, huh?
No.
Yeah, that's every guy has some friend that...
Well, I mean, sometimes I might send it to Noah if it's a really good picture, but
really?
Usually...
That's, can you include me on that forward? I love
no.
I'm so curious. It's not like a fetish to see poop. I just can never believe that a pretty girl made a gigantic massive poop.
No, that doesn't happen.
Do you really want? Because I will so text you next time I take a giant.
As long
dump.
As I can send mine back to you. We should have like a.
No, I didn't ask for it. You just
should,
asked for
we
it.
We should have like a Google Docs just with all our poop.
You know what? And then at the end of the week, Rob will judge.
Yeah, who made this one?
Yeah, like who had the most excrement?
Who pooped it best?
Let's make a Tumblr.
Or he could guess like which one does it belong to.
Oh yeah, we could do a guessing game.
Let's do a metal injection poop Tumblr.
Who dumped this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gross. Include Bruno's in there too.
Lush it or flush it.
Yeah.
This is my 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
This is my 3:30.
Oh jeez. I know. I'm very regular now since I've been on a diet. Very regular. Only one
Activia.
A day. Activia. No, I don't eat that either.
Do you know you have to eat 3 of those yogurts a day?
Fucking
who
bullshit.
Eats that much damn yogurt?
Really?
Not healthy. It's not fucking normal.
What is Activia
You're
supposed
so passionate
to do?
About this, Monica. I love it.
You've looked into it.
No, the whole commercials are about how this yogurt makes you regular.
Yeah.
You know, your bowel movements and all. But the disclaimer at the end is you have to have 3 a day for like 2 weeks.
And you have to have a gallon size 3 a day, too.
No,
3 gallons of
Activia. But they only sell a 6-pack. That's so much damn yogurt. Like,
it is
gross. I think I'd be barfing.
Make money from you, man. You got to take their dosage of it for
just
a long time.
Just eat some fiber pills.
Yeah.
For real.
Enema.
Or enema.
Yeah, enemas work. We always come back to shit somehow.
Maybe it's me.
No, we talk about shit when you're not here too much.
Yeah, sure. Okay. But not as much.
Oh,
ew, Rob.
Sorry. Oh.
Whoa.
too much. Let's go. Once
Rob,
again.
Lift your ass when you do that.
Well, Rob just ate some Activia. He just ate. He read the.
I'm a little irregular at the moment.
He read the package wrong. He ate 18 Activia. He thought he had to eat 3 6-packs in a day.
No? No?
Ew.
Rob, come on.
It's getting loose down there.
We got it. Only 3 Activia, only 3 cups of Activia in a day, Rob. imagine Sid eating an Activia.
Oh, God. He would be like, it'll be like gunfire coming out of his ass.
Ew.
But over and over and over. Like a rifle.
Oh, boy.
Activium makes you deadly.
You should just, like, edit, take, like, a trailer for, like, a war movie,
yeah.
And then at the end just put Activia.
The toilet is 20 clicks to the north, boys. Cover me. I'm going in.
Activia, shit like a machine gun.
Activia.
You know, my mom actually listened to the show a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
no.
Jesus. She said, like, I heard Darren was talking about some Indian restaurant that was really good. He's like, that's free advertisement for them. You shouldn't do that. You should make them pay for it.
Yeah, they're going to pay for me
so,
talking about me
yeah.
shitting after.
So I just want to say that Activia, that was
advertisement. We'll send you a bill.
We will invoice you for the on-read your new commercial. Activia, shit like a machine gun. We won't even charge you for the marketing.
Yeah. Ah, well, did
but
she
next
really
time
say?
We'll charge.
She did. That is a legit quote. I'm like, they're not going to pay it. Well, you should say the name of the restaurant then. I'm
never
like,
give,
what does it matter?
Never give anything for free, Robert. What's wrong with you?
Especially your body.
I listened back to the show. You mentioned that restaurant 48 times. That should be $96.
She's tracking the monetization of the live cast.
Yeah.
Because she cares.
Did she listen live or did she listen to the archive?
I think live. I'm not sure. I don't.
Can you ask your parents not to listen?
I can, but they won't listen to me.
Did your parents do anything for Pesach?
No. I mean, my dad will just, you know, eat matzah. He won't eat. He'll observe.
Oh,
the
really?
Dietary restrictions.
Did he do that on Yom Kippur also?
Yeah, he fasts.
Wow. I hate that. Come on. Why? God wants you not to eat.
That's what I wonder. And then I'm like, why am
the
I?
The Jewish
like
God always wants you to suffer.
Yeah, but why? Like, why? Why would he make you and then you didn't want you to fucking eat? What is that?
To show your loyalty.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, it's not that he makes you. It's that you want to. You're supposed
sadistic.
To. You're supposed to want to do it.
You're supposed to hate yourself.
Noah was giving me Jewish like lessons via text today.
How'd that go?
Good. Well, she said, Happy Easter. I said, oh, thanks. Happy Passover.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, I don't think it's happy. It's all about suffering.
Yeah,
when
no.
We're Jews.
Good Passover.
And I was
say Happy Passover.
But I was like, didn't you like flee Egypt? And you said something about
yes,
how
but then we had to walk through the desert for like years and eat unleavened bread.
We, like you were there.
We.
Her people, her ancestors.
You're so close-minded.
My grandparents.
Like, so did you? You have, so you observed Passover for a while, right?
Yeah.
No, never, never
no,
as a kid.
You
never
had a seder. Seders are awesome.
Even
my family doesn't do it.
Even in Israel, you didn't do it. Like it's not just
well,
like.
Well, in Israel, we did it as like a community thing.
Right.
But not religious.
Right, right, right. Just everyone was doing it, so you don't want to be that family that's like.
I guess. I don't
know. The aviyos are eating bread.
Everybody go down to the tent.
Oh, yeah. Well, we didn't throw out or burn the bread, whatever you're supposed
to
do.
Oh, yeah,
It stayed in the house.
Yeah, why would you get rid of the bread? That's not very
Jewish.
No, that's
what they do. They burn it.
Like whatever bread's in their house. They
yeah,
them,
if you don't finish it by Passover, you have to get rid of it.
They would rather burn it than ship it to Somalia. It's not even that far.
Yeah. We're going to give bread to the Schwarzes?
Yeah, exactly.
No, by the way, I brought you some Activia latkes for you later.
Oh, latkes are so good.
Yeah, but with Activia.
I don't need Activia.
I feel like Activia isn't even, like, tasty. Like, I feel all the chemicals and shit that they put in that.
I never had it. I don't know.
Adds so much crappy flavor to it.
How is it, Monica?
I think it's okay.
Does it taste like regular yogurt?
Does it taste like, do you notice the fiber, the extra fiber that they dump in there?
No. Well, like the fiber ones, or I don't know. They have ones with extra fiber.
Oh.
And that just tastes
Activia
like mushy
plus.
Cereal in
yeah.
there. I don't know what's in the regular
shit
one.
Shit like a bazooka.
Yeah. So you're just like you're just like gnawing on a tree at that point.
Yeah. Exactly. Or on a root. The Activia Light, though, you could taste like that Splenda-y taste.
Yeah. But it, you know it does make you shit, though. So that's good.
No. If you have three a day. I never have three a day. I have like one every 2 weeks.
All right.
I don't think that does anything.
Yeah, it doesn't. You're just eating shitty yogurt for no reason.
Well,
I don't buy it anymore.
Yeah.
Good.
Fuck Activia. They don't pay us for our...
Yeah, exactly. We spend like 45 minutes talking about them, and
Activia,
there's no check in the mailbox.
Well, why haven't Activia mentioned us on Twitter?
I'm not going to the bathroom, and I'm not getting paid, so I'm not going to talk about you anymore, Activia.
You know what we should do? We should say really shitty things about Activia until they send us money, and then we'll stop.
Or they'll be like, are you listening, Yoplait? We don't like Activia.
Yeah.
But we do feel indifferent about Yoplait.
Wait,
for now.
Can we have Chobani instead?
Ooh, yes.
Oh, no, you know, I like the
Chobani.
The Faggy. Fage.
Faggy?
Faggy. I just say Faggy.
Faggy.
It's a little Faggy.
It's so good.
The Greek yogurt.
I don't like that one because it's in two separate cups. And then you have to, like... move the fruit into the yogurt.
It's good. You just like...
No, because you can't get all of it because of the shape of the cup.
You absolutely can get all of it.
No, you
can't. Your spoon is too big. Use a smaller
yes.
spoon, fatty.
portion
yourself appropriate.
You fucking porker.
Are your teaspoons?
Small enough to fit in there, yeah.
Rob, you used your Coke spoon by accident. That was the problem.
That's what I think.
The one that you're on your neck that you always bring to parties.
Don't talk about my Coke spoon on air, please. Thank
sorry,
you.
Sorry.
No, I just, I love the thick yogurt.
No, so that's what that necklace is.
Yeah, I don't like to talk about it.
Rob's a 70s guy with his chest hair out and a Coke spoon necklace and a peace symbol.
They say it's a gold-plated Coke spoon.
Platforms.
No, and he's wearing a jacket with patches on the elbows, a tweed jacket.
He could use that spoon for multiple purposes.
Oh, jeez.
Mostly for my faggy yogurt. It's really a yogurt
spoon. Just a yogurt spoon that you can also use for Coke, yeah. Not the other way
and
around.
And he could shoot into it.
What?
No, I thought really.
He said
he shoot a lot.
Said that he shot onto his chest of the
oh,
spoon
yeah.
there. It could be a target.
Oh.
He could take measurements of it.
I am not into.
And
I'm
pour
not
into his mouth
and measurement. I am taking off my necklace. I don't want to choke myself.
You're gonna be on Rachel Ray next week. You put in one Coke spoon worth of cum. That's how we make Activia.
Next up, Steven recipes. Rob for metal injection.
That sounded like Julia Child. That's fucking. What are you going to do? Take the cum from Robert's chest, put it into the cake, and stir it like a motherfucker.
Sounds like Bill Cosby.
Now you see what we're going to do with the cum spoon. And put it in the Jell-O pudding.
That's good.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Bill Cosby, if you're listening, our number is 646-929-1357.
Let's just use Bill Cosby's voice to say offensive things until he pays us money.
Send Bill Cosby the invoice.
This is radio extortion.
I love to rape Chinese people. They're not good for anything except the rape. You see.
You see.
You know what I love, Noah?
What?
12-year-old boy.
Oh, yeah.
Why would Bill Cosby say that?
Because, you see, I have five children. What is it for five children? And I have sex with all of them.
Oh, no.
Oh, Bill Cosby.
What? What's wrong with that?
Morgan Freeman banged his own granddaughter.
That's such a condescending laugh, Bill Cosby.
Fuck Morgan Freeman. He's a jerk. I don't even think he's the black. He's not.
Man, Bill Cosby doesn't say no filth, slime, filth.
I don't say no filth, slime, filth, filth, slime, filth.
I don't want to do any more fused material. I feel like that's sacred. Barry Horowitz says, fuck the Bill Cosby, but I respect him.
I like that.
I like evil Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a regular on our old show. Maybe he should come on once in a while. Well, he just said he molests children.
Yeah, that was evil Bill Cosby.
Get out of here, Bill. Come on. Go down to the park or something.
No, we don't want him to go to the park.
Fiddle has a good question. Does Cosby still fuck his own son that was shot, like necro incest?
That's
a good question. When he comes back, we can ask him that.
Yeah.
Or if he's listening, Bill, give us a call. 646-929-1357.
That's disgusting. I only fuck living children.
What was the name of Bill Cosby's movie where he was like an action hero?
Oh, Leonard Part 6.
Leonard.
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God.
Awful movie.
Those movies are incredible.
Yeah, that one and Ghost Dad. Those are
That's the only one that I know about.
I actually like Ghost Dad. I didn't think it was bad. But Leonard Part 6 is fucking brutal.
Yo, his fucking stand-up routine, what was it, Bill Cosby himself is fantastic.
Great, when he goes to the dentist, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That one, yeah. Oh, I love that.
It might be finished. It is almost the flipper.
My liver blew the flu. Can't do it that good. But yeah, go check that out. Bill Cosby himself.
Booyah.
And that concludes stand-up comedy recommendations. You're listening to the Metal Injection Live.
We have a caller.
Oh, all right, let's take our caller.
Oh, Schlitz.
Private number. Hello? Turn your speakers down.
Oh, he hung up.
Oops.
Boo.
What?
I don't, why are you calling into the show while you have a television on? How could you hear us?
Yeah.
This does.
Yeah. Well, his number did show up as 11111.
Oh, that's our goodbye song, Carmine. Just
to let you
know.
When
we hang up on someone. Yeah.
I gotcha.
We just play goodbye. We like James to greet people on their way out.
Mm-hmm. It's like an insult. Yeah.
Really? I think it's just outro music.
No, it's an insult.
It can be whatever you want it to be, Darren.
All right, fine.
It's your world.
I want it to be an Activia ad. You're saying goodbye to the poop.
Activia.
There you go. Ready? At the end, you go, sing along. All right.
Activia.
There it is. See? We're their ad agency, too.
And we have a jingle for them.
Goodbye, poop. Goodbye, Activia.
Wait, no, but it sounds like you're saying goodbye, Activia. Like you're saying goodbye to the Activia.
I know, I said goodbye, poop.
The Activia is pooping out of you.
Yes.
I mean, eventually it does.
Yeah. Unless you're growing tree in there, like bark piling up. Anyway.
I used to think that if you would swallow seeds, you'd have a tree growing inside of you.
Barry Horowitz just said Jamie Lee Curtis has an exuberant penis.
She is the
Activia. There was always rumors about her being a man or hermaphrodite.
Uh-huh.
I don't think those are true.
No. Did you not see her body in True Lies?
Oh, yeah. She looked really, really good in True Lies.
I don't think it's true. I'm saying I don't think she has a penis.
Oh.
Exuberant or otherwise.
That wasn't directed at you. It was directed at whoever thought of her as looking like a man.
I took it personally, Noah.
I know. I saw that. That's why I'm clarifying.
Whenever you look at me with those eyes, Noah, I think you're talking to me. I'm sorry.
I'm looking at you, but I'm like looking through you.
See,
no.
See now
he's right through.
Maybe she said you're so skinny.
Oh. Yeah, right.
You're so skinny.
Oh my God, Darren walked in today and like the light was glowing around him.
Noah had like comic like eyes, like a hubba hubba eyes, like
no, because
like it popped out of her face.
I just saw you last week, Darren, and then today when you walked in, your chest was like perked. You look like you're you've been working out, basically.
Yeah, well, 2 days a week, nothing serious.
And your pants were all the way up, and, like, you were very, you know, you look
the same with his pants then.
No,
well, sagging.
Usually he wears baggy pants, and today his pants are a little bit tighter than usual.
Well, I just passed the next size down, that's why.
Yay. Yeah, so. I just saw you 2 weeks ago, and I could see a difference.
Oh, thank
two
you.
Weeks ago.
I probably lost about 6 pounds over those 2 weeks. But I lost 41.
Also been eating a lot of Activia, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Straight up pooping.
Activia.
It's all poop. I didn't even change my diet at all. I just eat whatever I want, McDonald's, and I just eat Activia all day.
Yeah, you dip it in the Activia to lure it down, right?
Oh, my God.
In fact, we should take a break because I have my Big Mac Activia that I'm about to eat. I'm just gonna, I take my Big Mac and I scoop the Activia.
Oh, no.
In fact, I think they serve little cups of Activia, like the dressings at McDonald's these days.
Yeah.
Can I get chicken nuggets with a side of Activia, please?
Right, like McDonald's doesn't go through you already.
Yeah, like clear your system as you eat our greasy food. Yeah.
Wash it down with a pat.
PBR.
Give me a PBR. Zelensky.
Wash it down with a nice cold bud.
PBR, the beer equivalent of Activia.
Yeah,
yeah.
Pretty much.
Can't shit. Have a night out. PBR.
That'll be the one that Sean drinks or eats.
Because
He can't have anything else besides beer.
Oh, you always got a slag on me when I'm not here.
Hey, let's be easy on Sean.
We might as well just do impersonations of Sean and pretend it's him.
Hey, I like 12-year-old boys, too. Fuck Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby never existed.
The
Sean inside joke.
Did you guys see that Google Project Glass thing?
Yes.
Like, it's a... I guess it's this thing in beta where it's an augmented reality. It's like it's kind of like glasses, but it's like one tiny little piece of glass that goes in front of your eye.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of like a monitor as you walk.
Oh, and you see like shops and stuff or whatever.
Yeah, and it detects like where you are, and it'll be like, oh, there's a sale at this place.
So it's like
a
pop-up video for your life.
Or like when you get a text message, it'll just show up, and then you could be like, oh, read the text message, and then it reads it to you. It's basically like your phone, but in your eye.
But where does it go? Does it go in your eye? Like a contact
lens?
No.
It's just glasses. It's like a set of glasses, but one lens.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a really tiny lens. It won't take up your whole eye.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so close, I assume.
So you got yours already, right?
Yes.
Is it stylish?
No, it looks totally dorky. And I feel it's so much because there was a scene where like somebody like Skypes the person. And it's like, do you want to do FaceTime with Bill? And it's like, yes. But it's like, what if you're getting like a FaceTime from someone you don't want to talk to? Like, they will see you. That you're available, like they know that you have these glasses and you're always connected. It's like, why is he avoiding me? What is the problem? It's like, what? And then it shows how you could like mark your location, and you could share your location. So like,
if you want to get
there's a scene where you say like, hey, let's meet up for lunch. Like in the webcam, they're like, let's meet up for lunch. Uh-huh. And then he gets to the lunch spot, and then he goes, are you here, Bill? And then it's like, now detecting Bill's location. Bill is two blocks away.
Bill is jerking off in the Ted Stiggs bathroom.
So it's like this whole invasion of, it's a little intense. I mean, I get how it could be cool. But just thinking of how we use technology now.
Technology.
Aliens.
I would get that if it was like a contact lens. I don't want someone to see me walk around with that fucking...
Yeah, I'm sure they could. But how would they fit the 3G internet in your contact lens?
Well, they need to get it more advanced. So
yeah, like
yeah, that's the next
step. It up, Google.
Yeah, when do you think it's just too much bullshit?
Like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, the iPhone or whatever, any smartphone is more advanced than the fucking, what, the communicator from Star Trek back 50 years ago, right? We've already done better than that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when's it going to be too much? Like, when is it going to be... Like that, you know, or it's going to be an implant in your fucking
hand. Yeah, once you have to,
like
get an eye replacement.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
When I
the
can,
new 4G eye.
When I'm watching TV at home and I can, and the remote is all the way across the room and I can use a transporter to go get the remote and back, that's when it'll be.
No, you're thinking it wrong. There will be no remote. You will just tell the TV.
No,
change.
I want a remote that I can transport to and transport back.
You
I want to
your
do
phone
that.
Is a remote.
Yeah, okay, that too.
Yeah.
My phone is my remote.
How about
this?
How about if I'm out of voice range to voice command the TV? And
you will never be out of
voice. Then you're out of sight range.
Then I can do it a bit, so I can use my transporter then.
You just want a teleporter.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yes.
I'm with you.
No, I only want a teleporter for really lazy things.
Just for television.
No, just lazy things like going to the bathroom. I want a teleporter.
But here's the thing. I was telling somebody that like I would love the power to just... You know, not even not have a teleporter, just have the power to move, like shapeshift into a different room. And then someone was like, but you would take such advantage of it that your muscles would atrophy. You would just stop moving. You would
That's
just,
what I'm saying.
But there's an app for that.
To the point where no one needs to fucking move anymore.
Good.
It's just going to be controlled by your mind. You'd be like, oh, doing this. And everyone's going to have like a big fat ass on a floating chair like Wally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I would go do exercise for the sake of exercise and then not have to do any exercise for any real things that I have to do.
Yeah.
Like everything else should be easy, and then we can exercise to avoid atrophying our muscles.
Right.
Right? That's ideal.
Or just come up with a way where we can plug into machines that will simulate exercise for our muscles. So
oh
we get to
God.
Like watch TV.
You'll just like throw your arms around.
Yeah. No, just send pulses, like shock therapy.
Yeah. Or we can just evolve into sloths, you know, whatever.
Yeah, who needs muscles? Muscles are overrated.
Fucking overrated.
When you have a fucking teleporter.
Seriously.
Or a phone that can be a remote.
Yeah. Anyway.
Sugar says, this conversation is what led to the invention of hand jobs.
I don't get it.
People are too lazy to have sex. So they
to
like,
jerk off themselves.
Just jerk me off, babe.
Fleshlight.
Monica's now tweeting Activia to see if she can
Activia, yeah. We're mentioning you many times on
a spokesgirl. Girl.
Hashtag Activia. Pay me.
She's hotter than Jamie Lee Curtis, that old hag. Come on, hire her.
Yeah, just imagine what kind of campaign they can run.
Yeah, really. You too can poop like me. If Noah could have a superpower of any kind, what super? Didn't we talk about this once?
Yeah. I don't know.
I thought you said you were the squirter. And then we made that skit about it.
That, yeah. And she has x-ray vision because she said she could see right through you earlier on.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, that's true. X-ray vision. I want that.
Okay.
But I don't want to just see, like, bones. I want to see flesh. I don't want that kind of x-ray vision. I just want to see...
Then you're misunderstanding.
All you really want to see is bones. Don't even lie.
No, since when do you not like bone?
Huh?
Since when do you not like bone?
No, I'm talking about x-rays.
Oh, all right. So you meant a different kind of bone.
X-ray specs.
Actually saying if Rob, I just said I'd want shape-shifting. I'd want to be able to move wherever I want.
I would want that fucking, that portable hole from the Looney Tunes.
Oh, that's a good one.
That fucking ruled.
Yeah.
Barry Horowitz just asked, where is it? I lost it.
Would 3D fuck Jamie Lee Curtis?
Would I fuck Jamie Lee Curtis in her prime? Yes. I don't know if she's...
Define prime. What was her prime?
Trading Places, I would say.
Trading Places. Oh, yeah.
Between Trading Places and True Lies. I think after that she went way downhill.
Right, right.
And I don't think she hit her peak by Halloween yet.
She was already relatively old by True Lies time.
Yeah, but she still looked good.
Yeah.
Now...
Yeah.
No. Now she's a man.
Would you do it with the lights turned on or turned off?
Wait, how many beers?
No beer.
No beer?
No beer.
I don't like to have sex with anyone with the light off. I don't know. It's like...
Yeah, I like looking at them.
It's a sensory experience.
Hey there.
I wouldn't... If someone was that unattractive, I just wouldn't, you know, get with them, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're not going to jump on the grenade?
many years ago, I would, but... No, I don't know. I don't know. I have a much higher bar standards, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Shego Found writes in the chat, Portable Hole was Noah's nickname in high school.
Oh.
Hey. Yeah.
Oh. Hey, yo.
That was my tag name.
Hey, be nice. Let's keep it respectful.
I used to write that on the desks.
Why?
That was my tag name.
Really?
Yeah.
Portable Hole?
Yeah.
How did you get that? Oh.
They're implying that I was a slut.
Were you a slut at any point in high school?
No.
No, it was much later than high school. No.
Yeah.
When did you lose your virginity? No, I don't think I ever asked you that.
When I was, I just turned 18.
That was first time having sex
18.
With a man or first time any sexual contact?
That was first time being penetrated by a penis.
Giggity.
Got it. 18, really? I wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah.
So I met you when you were a virgin? No, no.
When I was in college.
Oh. So not long after.
It was right before I started college.
Oh, okay. So not long after. You were just recently deflowered.
Yes, very much so.
That was when you were not a girl. Not yet.
No, my gosh. Of course you're going to come
When did you lose your virginity, Darren?
16. I said it on this show.
You said it earlier. I felt like we just addressed this, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah. To my first girlfriend, who I was with for 4 years, mm-hmm. and didn't sleep with anyone else. Oh, no, that's not true. I did. We had broken up a few times, but for like 2 years, I didn't sleep with anyone else. We would break up, have a fight, and go have sex with a bunch of people, and then come back. And, what is that? Is that in sync? Turn that off.
No. Keep going, Darren.
I don't get it.
Was it a nerve-wracking experience for you?
Well, I was not a girl, but not yet a woman.
No. How long before like it actually happened were you thinking
about
it? About
your deflowering, the experience. Where were you?
The first time?
Yeah.
I was in her basement.
Oh, in her basement.
It wasn't very good. I wasn't good at sex yet.
Did it just happen spontaneously?
And it was very embarrassing because she was older than me.
Did you use a condom?
Was this her first time?
I've always used, every time I've ever had sex, I use a condom.
Yeah. Was this her first time as well, or she had?
No, she was 20.
Oh. Yeah. A mature lady.
Mm-hmm. She was, but no, 20? Absolutely not a mature lady. She was immature. That's why we got along.
Rob, you're enjoying this.
I can't be louder than me. You want to hear what the fuck I'm saying?
No, it's not for the chorus.
It's so emotional. You have to put it out.
I'll wait till the chorus is over. Activia.
Okay, back to the story.
No, there's not much more to the story. I don't think it's going to be anticlimactic after that.
So wait, you were embarrassed of your first time because it was just.
I didn't know how to fuck. Who knows how to fuck the first time they have sex?
Did you by accident put it in the wrong hole?
No, that wasn't that stupid.
She placed it. Did she place it for you? Or?
Because I did it with the lights on. That's the key.
Did you dip your dick in Activia before you?
I wish Activia existed back then. She would have been shitting out of her pussy for 3 weeks.
Pussy dumps.
Like, I don't understand. Why am I shitting out of my pussy?
That's an Activia.
Activia. That's an Activia commercial right there. Girl got 8 truckloads of shit coming out, dumping out of her pussy.
Ew.
I don't understand it, but it's great. Activia. Uh-oh, wait.
Okay.
Oh, God.
No, this isn't the
chorus.
It's
the bridge.
Yeah. You're allowed to talk over the bridge.
Yeah, let's get back to
that. No, I told you, there's not much left. She was just a really immature, like, when we met, we were both mentally, like, 16-year-olds. And then we stayed
together.
But what
were you physically?
I was not the girl.
What kind of positions did you assume?
Everything. She was a sex maniac.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did she, like, hold, like,
did
make you
jackhammer?
Do a handstand?
Yes. Pile driver.
Pile
everything.
Driver?
Yes.
Not yet.
Yeah, I told you. The answer is yes. Name it. The answer is yes. All we did was fuck. We had no lives. I used to say, her brother was a... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm not interesting, so that's all right.
No, I'm
trying to
have
background music to you.
This is good, yeah.
Like, for your story, your sexual experience.
No, her brother was a big drug dealer.
Whoa. Oh, what a classy family.
He used to come over and drop us off, like, an ounce of weed, and we would just sell it and smoke the rest and do nothing all day but smoke weed and have sex.
How many times a day would you
that
have
sounds
sex?
Like the life.
A million.
I know. Yeah. Like, so you've been to heaven?
So yeah.
You have seen the
you
top
had
of the
16-year-old experience.
It was good and bad, though, because she was very immature, and, like, the fact that she didn't have to do anything to make money, like, she had a basement apartment in her parents' house, didn't ever work, just sold weed all day, had
but
no
you had a sugar mama is what you're trying to tell
sort
me.
Sort of.
Yeah.
I mean, I helped sell the
what's
weed.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with me?
What happened?
I was doing it right. Wait, that's the thing. Like, I aged 4 years during our relationship, and at the end of it, I was like 20, and she was still mentally 16, even though she was 24. So.
But where is she right now? Is she still?
I don't know.
I feel like she'd still be living in her basement.
I haven't spoken to her in years. I have no idea.
Wow.
You're not Facebook buddies?
Nope.
How about now?
I look for her on Facebook. But you have to remember, I'm almost 40, okay? So a lot of people I grew up with do not have Facebook. Like, they don't know how to operate computers. You know, I mean, basically, people. You're in a band, though, so like, you people you know that are older are in the industry at least. And they right? I mean, at least you know, like, you know, look, you know, like, you also, you're into entertainment too. Like, you have a job in entertainment. And Rob, same thing. Like, a lot of older people you know are networkers.
Yeah.
Older people I know from my young, from my childhood, my age,
digitally savvy.
They're like, right. You know,
they're, yeah, like construction,
we're all playing bingo.
Yeah, the odds of me finding people online, like, I've looked for people I grew up with online, and it's like one out of every six or so is on Facebook. And, oh, sorry. Take it, Brittany.
Not yet a woman.
And Monica. Keep going.
All I need is to help.
No, I want to hear. Don't ruin
come
it.
Come on. Don't embarrass her. I'm done.
Yeah. So it'll
be nice.
There is no. Come on,
take it.
It's like too much Britney Spears.
Okay.
It's hitting me. It's too much.
Some Jewel?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. No, that was. Never mind.
Oh.
So, Darren, any suggestions to people? Oh, so how did it? Oh, you just matured and you were over her. You were like,
I wasn't over her. Yeah. I would, like, you know, part of me still love, you know, will always love her. It was my first love, you know, but it's just, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't, it was, we lost the connection somewhere.
Deep.
You know? That's how it goes. That's everyone's relationship.
You can't smoke and have sex all day long forever.
Well, I mean, we did other things, but that was generally...
Sometimes we ate food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel that
and took naps. Yeah.
Sometimes we wore pants.
we
not often.
We converted oxygen into carbon dioxide.
Would being high enhance having sex? Or
yeah.
Would
well, I got to the point where I smoked so much weed that I couldn't, like, even function. Like, you and I have very different reactions to weed. I feel like you are, like, you incorporate it into your lifestyle.
I've powered through.
And I feel like
you're
become
a true warrior, Rob.
Like, this is exactly why I don't do coke, because I feel like I was addicted to weed. Like, I feel like I had to have weed or else I would not be.
And coke is way worse for you.
Well, yeah. No, I'm not saying weed is bad. I'm saying that I'm glad I quit weed. Not because I don't love it. I think it's a great drug, but I feel like it doesn't mesh with my personality. Like, all I want to do is sit on the fucking couch and do nothing when I smoke. So I just...
Sometimes that's all I want to do.
Yeah, but I mean, it's good. If people can handle it, I'm all for it. I think it's great, you know? But...
Sometimes when I'm high, I want to record a 2-hour podcast live.
Well, but that's like the other thing, you know. Sometimes I wear pants.
Oh, wait,
like, you're never not high. You know?
That's true.
Well,
during the day, I'm not high. I don't really smoke during the day, unless it's a weekend.
Yep.
But, yeah, I've moved on to that part of my life where smoking is just a nighttime activity.
Activity.
I smoke weed with my activity.
When I come home,
activity.
I like to put my feet up, have an activity in. Light up a bowl.
So how much does Activia owe us now?
I think like 36 cents.
At least 36 cents.
Well, let's get him on the horn, motherfucker.
At Activia. Everyone, please tweet Activia about all the mentions they got on the Mental Injection livecast and how you're aware of their brand through the livecast.
Yeah, we really need the money.
Actually,
that would be hilarious.
What would Activia tweet about? Let's look at Activia.
I don't know, but there
about.
Is definitely, like, someone else on Facebook was saying, why the fuck does Activia have a Twitter account?
There is no.
Well, maybe it wasn't Activia then. It was some feminine kind of product. Maybe it's Coke.
Oh, Activia has a Facebook. They have a Facebook page.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Oh.
Let's see what they Facebook about. The default photo is Jamie Lee Curtis with three other old broads. It's just a bunch of videos. Victoria, Karen, and Ramona continue to discover the meaning and beauty of true friendship. Do you relate to their stories? I don't see what this has to do with Activia.
They both shit into each other's mouths.
It's all the things that you think about because you're spending all this time on the toilet now.
Follow best friends Victoria, Karen, and Ramona as they journey to Los Angeles to star in an Activia commercial.
I can't wait for that. I cannot. Can we watch that? Can we cut the show 3 minutes short and watch that? It just sounds so great.
Did you see Jamie Lee Curtis on Jay Leno last night?
Yes, she was fabulous.
Watch this video and jump to 206 to see hilarious discussion about making music with yogurt cups. Jamie even plays on empty cups of Activia. Oh,
they are fucking pushing this Activia.
That is so humiliating.
But also there's motivational status updates with 95 likes and 10 comments. You are capable of doing more than you realize. Give today your 110%.
Did you see on Jay Leno when Jamie Lee Curtis showed her snatch when she crossed her legs? Jumped to 207.
Oh, this is good. Here it is, the Activia commercial that best friends Carol, Flo, and Karen started. Have you seen it? Why are you saying here it is and then asking if the person has seen it? That just doesn't make sense.
I want to hack into their Facebook account just right. Hey, did you see Jamie Lee Curtis on Jay Leno? She was pooping crap out of her vagina because she put Activia into it. She put an Activia dipped penis into it.
She couldn't eat all three in a day, so she decided to put one up her vag.
Hey everyone, motivational thought. Big dicks aren't always bad. But they can leave you irritated. Lube up with Activia.
They're tweeting while she's saying it.
Oh, okay.
What about the Iron Sheik?
Theater of the mind, Carmine. Let's go.
Here we go. Lots of folks enjoy adding toppings to their Activia cups, from granola to cereal.
Yeah.
Nuts to dried or fresh fruit, adding toppings can make a delicious treat. What's your favorite topping to add to your yogurt?
What is it, Rob? Tell me.
Here's grape nuts, toasted coconut, and then Cheryl Gowan with the zinger, my spoon. Oh, she likes it raw.
Tip for the ladies, attach some grape nuts to the outside of your dildo, and it's studded.
Oh, my gosh.
Activia.
Rob, can I borrow your spoon?
If I want dessert, I eat Activia yogurt, but I add a teaspoon of Hershey syrup to the top.
And Rob's cum.
It's like an ice cream sundae. Fried taters, someone writes. That's
hey, guys, I work in the Activia factory, and I jerk off in Activia every day. How do you like that?
Adds that extra nutrition.
Activia.
Oh, here's a... why did you stop making Activia desserts? Peach cobbler was the best. Our harvest picks, anything like the desserts were? And then Activia responds, thanks, Teresa. We're glad you enjoyed the Activia desserts. Although they are no longer available, we appreciate your comments. It's like, okay, just shut up. It's like, we appreciate you leaving a comment, but it will do nothing for you.
Yeah.
So. There you go, Activia. The bill is in the mail. We should just name the episode Activia.
Yeah,
no, I like exuberant penis.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, exuberant penis.
Dipped in Activia.
Yep.
That's not yet a woman.
Maybe the show should be called "I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman."
Yeah.
All right,
that works.
All right, we're going to get out of here. The show is over.
Okay.
Thank you to Carmine and Monica for sitting in.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having
Anytime.
Me. Yep.
Check out Carmine's band, Hull. What website? Where could people connect to Hull?
You can go to hullorhighwater.com.
Hold on. You can...
Will you guys cover this song, please, for your next album?
Can't talk about it.
Oh. It's on ESPN. So hullorhighwater.com.
And we are also playing with Patillas and Family on the 20th of April at St. Vitus.
That is in Brooklyn, New York. Also, you are on Twitter, hull_sounds, with an at symbol in front of it, I think. And Monica, thank you for coming. Darren, thank you for coming.
I came all in your Activia.
Oh, I get to have my Activia now. Yes.
Finally. Noah, congratulations on being a woman.
Thank
you, Rob. You too.
Yeah, no longer.
What? Let's all walk away holding hands.
All right. We will not be on the air next week. There will be a mixtape. Everyone else will be back 2 weeks from now, except for me. I'm going to be gone.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go to the New England Metal and Hardcore Festival. I'm going to be driving back probably during the show, so I might call in.
Oh, it's going to be my birthday.
Yeah, I'll wish you a happy birthday. What? Who's going to spank you on your birthday every time somebody calls in?
Nobody's spanking me for my birthday.
What are you going to do?
We should all take turns.
No, can it just be can Monica just spank you the whole time and we'll save it?
Oh, I was gonna bring maybe I'll let Monica. What?
I was gonna bring those booty shorts over that Jose gave us. I forgot about that.
What kind of booty shorts?
They say mosh
shorts.
Oh, victory.
We were both gonna wear them to take a picture.
Don't you have your own?
I do, but we both wanted to wear them and take a picture.
Nice.
And send it.
Oh, I'm gonna buy you three crates. I'm gonna buy you three crates of Activia. For your birthday.
Oh, thanks. I'll eat them when I'm around you all the time.
Awesome.
Or actually, I'll pass them over to Sid.
Really? You think he needs Activia?
I don't think so, but you'll suffer from that.
Why?
If anything, I think Activia should at least sponsor Hull's next tour.
For real?
Yeah, would you tour for Activia?
the Dump Across America tour.
No, wait, dude, there's enough fucking of that kind of business without that Activia. We don't need it. We got.
Where's your favorite place to take a dump that's not a bathroom? Of
that's with, not a bathroom?
Right, because sometimes you don't have access to bathrooms.
Someone's
right.
Mouth.
Probably on Jeff's chest.
Hot.
Yes.
Wow. Hot.
He's Germany. He loves that stuff.
Hmm. How about Frank?
Frank?
Yeah.
Has Frank ever asked you to take a dump on his chest? Tell us.
Frank's too neat for that. I don't think he did that,
yeah.
That as a fan.
No, he did, but I had to lay down a whole bunch of saran wrap.
Yeah, he said a towel.
Yeah, there's a method to his madness.
Yeah, yeah. He was very polite about it, though.
Mm, that's nice of him.
Yes.
All right, let's go. All right.
You okay, Rob?
Can you swallow those little peanut butter things?
I got a bunch of peanut butter boxes. Noah has these amazing peanut butter doodles. They're like cheese doodles, but instead of cheese, it's peanut butter.
Yeah. They're from Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and they're ridiculously addictive.
I know.
I thought, you know what, I'm not going to have any. But then I had...
And now the whole bag is... You only left me like five.
The bag was there the entire time, and it is just as far away from you as it is from me. You
could
have taken it.
I was trying not to eat on mic.
I didn't... Did you hear me on mic other than...
Yes.
For comedic effect moments ago?
Yes.
I disagree. I will listen back and prove my theory correct. As a dog is licking my fingers now to get the peanut butter on it.
Guilty party.
Stella. All right, so I'm getting some on the live cast from a dog. All right, let's get out of here. Do we have anything to outro on? Should I just play?
Someone requested Stab the Jew. Would you like to play that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I do.
Okay.
Stand by.
See you in 2 weeks. Well, I won't say it. Listen back in 2 weeks.
I'll see you in 2 weeks. And Darren will see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Ta-ta.
Bye.
Au revoir.
Activia.
That Libby Klevsky, he was a little child. He could have grown up to be the best doctor or a lawyer, or he could have ran the best commish stand in all of Borough Park. It would have been so good. The mustard would have been so spicy. I want a commish now. Oh, this murderer ruined this child. He can't be a Jew. Puh, puh, puh. Hey, he's insane. That's what religion does. Hey, there's an arm sticking out of that dumpster. Hey, that's my son. Please call 911. Found the boy.
boogie buzzers when black guys feel, but when it's a Jew, they spaz for real. Sad but true. Boy, the pain, oh, the hurt. Boy, the shame in Williamsburg. All the toys, I'm sure they heard. They know he stabbed a Jew. Stabbed a Jew.
I have a fear of fictitious beings. That's right. Chuck Landington is an edgy comedian. That's right. Chuck is a comedian.
We are not hacks at all. Hey!
Landington.
Audience,
but Sid and Sean are not here.
Wow, Chuck was so busy trying to get his material.
To the
the point where I smoked so much weed that I couldn't, like, even function. Like, you and I have very different reactions to weed. I feel like you are...
They have a Facebook.
Things that you think...
Oh. Their Facebook account.
Lots of folks. If I want... We appreciate you leaving a comment, but we're sitting in.
Hands.
All right. We will not be on the air next week. Wow.